Casey Miners joined with Ottoman Wheelers head football coach Sean Burks. Coach, you guys come off a really dominant win last week. How have practices been this week preparing for St. Ed's?
It's been good so far. I'm excited about where we're at as a team. Focus seems to be pretty good day in and day out. We haven't had the peaks and the valleys. It's been a pretty consistent approach. Obviously week one with Cam, it's easy to get our kids' attention. With week three with Xavier HK, it's easy to get their attention with those two schools that we know really well and programs we know, but at the same time, they're the non-district game. So it really sets up well because the kids know the importance of district play and that they've set goals to, win a district and play playoff games at home and everything else that we set as a program goal every single year. We haven't had a part of our schedule where it's, we could probably show up and not stand a chance, or we can't, even if we don't show up, we'll still win. Our schedule's been really tough and it's going to continue to get tougher. It's really easy for us to stay in the moment because every week is really, really tough and every week means a lot, especially here on out now that our two non-district games are over. So our kids are respecting St. Ed's there. They've been impressed with what they've seen on film. And it's just different this year, prepping for a lot of new teams. So it's a lot of different prep than previous years. And, we got five district games upon us. We're 1-0 with the first one. Now we've got five more, and we're one of the few teams that still controls our destiny in our district. So we need to take full advantage of that.
St. Ed's probably considered one of the favorites in the district, along with you guys and maybe Baxter. How do you feel with St. Ed's being a bigger size of an eight-man school? How do you feel that your size compares with them?
I think St. Ed's their program kind of speaks for itself. When they dropped down to eight-man, I think a lot of people expected them to be really, really good. So the fact they, missed the playoffs their first 2 years, I think people kind of started sleeping on them a little bit. And now you look at their roster, they're loaded, absolutely loaded with sophomores and juniors. They got, I think of their starters, by my calculation, I think they only start two seniors, and they both start on offense. So eight starters on defense that are sophomores and juniors, and six of the starters on offense are sophomores and juniors. And you factor in how good they look right now and how talented they are, they're going to be tough out for anybody the rest of this year. And I tell you what, when next year rolls around, they're going to be really, really talented as well. So they got a nice couple-year run here coming, and it's the first time for us to play them at the varsity level. And they present a lot of challenges. They're well-coached. They're fundamental. Variety of formations, variety of motions. Defense, they mix up threes and fours. Sometimes they bring pressure. Sometimes they drop out. It's definitely one of the hardest preps we've had in quite some time.
And we're now three games, about ready to be four games into the season. You said at the beginning of the year that the district was going to be wide open and you weren't really sure on your schedule and how you guys would fare this year. Three games in, how are you feeling going into the rest of the year?
Right now we're 1-0 in district play. And I think if you look at scores, the fact that Colonesco played us close. Colonesco played Glidden Ralston close. Baxter had to come back from halftime deficits to beat Coon Rapids and St. Ed's. You go right on down that list, and Baxter's undefeated controls their destiny with what looks like pretty good victories over Coon and St. Ed's. CRB has gotten back on track, so they're 1-1 in district play. St. Ed's is 1-1 in district play, and Glidden Ralston's undefeated in district play. I really do think, it's going to be a real battle. I think right now, the top six teams, almost everybody has a win, or if not two already in district play. It's going to be a battle. Colonesco at 0-2 with two really close losses is a play here or there from being 2-0, and I think that's pretty much what we expected from everybody. I thought it might be 3, 4, 5 deep. It looks like it's maybe 6 or 7 deep, and it's going to be a grind every week. You're probably not going to get a lot of the 17-plus point, bonuses for things like that. So when it comes down to tiebreakers, our district's going to be in a tough spot. So you really have to take care of your wins, because every win is at a premium in district play. And the focus is on this week with St. Ed's. We're 1-0. We're going to do what it takes to be 2-0. And you keep staying in the moment and keep stacking days upon days and stacking district wins upon each other. It'll all take care of itself at the end.
Looking at Friday night's game against St. Edmunds, you guys have another home game, second straight of the season. What is it going to take for the Wheelers on offensively? What have you seen from St. Ed's offensively that your defense needs to take care of to come out with a victory on Friday night?
Yeah, they're probably the most multiple team that we've seen. They are willing to throw it on any down and distance. They're willing to run it. They're willing to fake punt on 4th-and-1 on their inside their own 10. They're really good in the special teams game. They've got a really good kick game. They present a lot of challenges in all aspects of the game. You know, offensively speaking, you know, their offense, you know, the quarterback's really good. He can scramble. He can throw it. He's got really good weapons at receivers and backs. The coaching staff does a really good job with different formations, different motions, different alignments. And then they pull guys that they really seem to know where they're going. They fly. They seem like they're really physical. Their team speed is impressive. It's definitely one of the toughest preps I can remember in recent memory. And then you factor in the piece that, you know, we've never seen them. So it's a lot of new for us, and they do a really good job of what they do.
So last week you guys get a big win over Exira EHK, 62-34. Ran the ball really effective. And it was kind of Evan Ault on the ground last week. And then the week prior, it was Aaron Olsen, the quarterback, on the ground. Now that you have those two guys kind of getting their feet under them and getting going here in this season, what's it going to look like on offense for you guys running the football against St. Ed's?
Yeah, that'll be a big challenge. You know, I think we're going to have to throw the ball, you know, at times a little bit more than maybe we're used to, because I think they're going to pin their ears back and challenge us too. So, you know, we can't be too stubborn. We can't just bang our head against the wall and continue to run it against a loaded box. They're going to continue to bring four guys and five guys and really bring the pressure and stack the box. And we have to do something to take a little pressure off of there. So if we can establish the run game, though, it really sets everything else up for us. You know, if we've got Evan on the outside, we can run Evan on the inside. We can do Aaron either way. You know, we can read it. We can race it. We can use motion. We use various formations. So we'll try to keep, you know, take what they give us a little bit. And if they're going to try to take away the run, then we got to throw it. If they're going to take away the edges, then we're going to have to hit something inside. And if they're daring us to run to the edges, then we'll try to get to the perimeter. So it'll be a really big, you know, I think it's a really big week for in-game adjustments, halftime adjustments for both of us, because we haven't seen each other. And I think both teams are very similar in the fact that they can use multiple things. And I think if we start to take something away from them or offensively we start to have success with something, they're going to make adjustments as well. So I think it'll be scoring will be at a premium at times. I think both defenses will be aggressive, and if teams can make a play, if you get something explosive, you know, a team brings pressure and you block it well. You know, there's not much behind that in 8-man football, so it'll be a challenge in all phases this week.
Coach, generally the questions I have for you. I want to thank you for joining me.
Thank you.